battles are intensifying between the Sri Lankan military and Tamil Tiger rebels in the north of the island. A new offensive was launched by the military this month to drive the rebels from the northwest Manor area after pushing them out from jungles in the east. 5,000 people have died since last year in renewed fighting after a peace process collapsed. Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savonayagam, spoke to Chris Altieri about the effects of the civil war on his people.
They are like a wave, you see. Sometimes they happen one after the other. Then there is a certain lull. Then again these occurrences take place. Therefore, we civilians, we are disturbed because the culprits are never apprehended and nobody is able to give any explanation and nobody is brought to the book. Young people especially, they are leaving this place slowly and trying to go abroad or to Colombo, etc., so that they could be more secure there.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of the church as a reconciler and a mediator in the present context?
Yes. Most of the Sinhalese people, they are Buddhist. And most of the Tamil people, they are Hindus. But the Christians, they are either Sinhalese or Tamils. So they have sort of a bridge between these two groups. And the church has been always advocating peace. In the Catholic Bishop Conference, where there are 11 Catholic bishops representing the 11 dioceses of Sri Lanka, we have been always speaking for peace. We have sent a special letter to the President, Mahinda Rajapaksa, urging him to leave this agenda for military operation, but propose the peace proposals so that somehow or other both communities could come to an agreement. Therefore, the church has been always advocating peace here in Sri Lanka.
Battles are intensifying between the Sri Lankan military and Tamil Tiger rebels in the north of the island. A new offensive was launched by the military this month to drive the rebels from the northwest Manna area after pushing them out from jungles in the east. 5,000 people have died since last year in renewed fighting after a peace process collapsed. Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savonayagam, spoke to Chris Altieri about the effects of the civil war on his people.
They are like a wave, you see. Sometimes they happen one after the other. Then there is a certain lull. Then again these occurrences take place. Therefore, we civilians, we are disturbed because the culprits are never apprehended and nobody is able to give any explanation and nobody is brought to the book. Young people especially, they are leaving this place slowly and trying to go abroad or to Colombo, etc., so that they could be more secure there.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of the church as a reconciler and a mediator in the present context?
Yes. Most of the Sinhalese people, they are Buddhist. And most of the Tamil people, they are Hindus. But the Christians, they are either Sinhalese or Tamils. So they have sort of a bridge between these two groups. And the church has been always advocating peace. In the Catholic Bishop Conference, where there are 11 Catholic bishops representing the 11 dioceses of Sri Lanka, we have been always speaking for peace. We have sent a special letter to the President, Mahinda Rajapaksa, urging him to leave this agenda for military operation, but propose the peace proposals so that somehow or other both communities could come to an agreement. Therefore, the church has been always advocating peace here in Sri Lanka.
Turning now to Africa, child malnutrition in Somalia is at a critical level due to violence and lack of access for aid workers, the UN Children's Agency said today. 83,000 children in central and southern parts of the Horn of African nation are suffering from malnutrition, with over 13,000 severely malnourished and at risk of dying. Clashes between Islamist-led insurgents and government forces backed by Ethiopian troops have raged since January, when a Sharia court group was ousted from the capital, Mogadishu. Also today, Somali opposition figures meeting in Eritrea united to form a new liberation movement to seek a military or diplomatic solution to the conflict.
A senior Darfur rebel leader accused the Sudanese government today of trying to grab land ahead of October peace talks and threatened to pull out of the negotiations unless attacks stopped. Justice and Equality Movement leader Khalil Ibrahim also said government aircraft had bombed villages close to a rebel-held town in North Darfur yesterday, killing 6 civilians.
7 years after the rest of the world, Ethiopia entered the 21st century today. Ethiopia follows a church calendar that counts 13 months into every year, and many of the millennium celebrations are marking the Christian heritage of the country, which is predominantly Ethiopian Orthodox. The Catholic Archbishop of Addis Ababa, Bene Jesus Demeru Surafael, told us what the Catholic Church is doing to mark the year.
The Catholic faithful in Ethiopia can live his faith by, first of all, being faithful to his own tradition, to his own church, and appreciating his own faith on parish level, on diocesan level, on the national level, and on the universal level. That way, one is able to deepen his faith. We have been translating into various local languages the catechism of the Catholic Church. But especially, we are going now to distribute the newly translated compendium of the Catholic Catechism, because we want our Catholics to know about their faith in order to be able to dialogue with the Orthodox Christians, with the Protestants, so that knowing their faith, they will be in a better position to have proper dialogue. But the important thing is to know one's faith, to appreciate it, and not to deny their own Christian roots, their Christian heritage.
Lowland gorillas of Africa and corals of the Galapagos Islands are among more than 16,300 species worldwide threatened with extinction, a report said today. The World Conservation Union's annual Red List is billed as the most authoritative assessment of Earth's plants and animals. It says habitat loss, hunting and climate change are among the threats posed to species.
And finally, Pope Benedict XVI greeted over 12,000 pilgrims and visitors to St. Peter's Square today for his weekly general audience. Charles Collins has this report.
Returning to St. Peter's Square after a summer of holding audiences in the Paul VI Audience Hall, Pope Benedict spoke about his apostolic voyage to Austria this Wednesday.
Dear brothers and sisters, my recent pastoral visit to Austria was above all a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Mariazell on its 850th anniversary. The venerable statue of Our Lady, pointing to her infant son, inspired the theme of the visit, to look to Christ. Austria is a land of ancient Christian culture, and its capital, Vienna, is today a center of international institutions. In my meeting with the president and the diplomatic corps, I expressed the church's support for global efforts to foster peace and authentic development, and I anchored the process of Europe's unification on the basis of values inspired by its shared Christian heritage. At Mass in St. Stephen's Cathedral, I stressed the importance of respecting the rich religious and cultural meaning of our tradition of Sunday rest. While visiting Heiligenkreuz Abbey, I spoke of the value of monasticism and liturgical prayer and the inseparable link between theology and the spiritual life.
The Pope also spoke about the volunteers he encountered.
At the end of my journey, I met with representatives of Austria's impressive network of volunteer organizations and expressed appreciation for the generosity to others. Throughout my visit, I saw the vitality of the Church, which in today's Europe is called to look to Christ, even you, as she carries out her mission in service of the gospel and the true progress of the human family.
After the audience, the Pope blessed the crowd and returned to Castel Gandolfo, where he's currently residing. I'm Charles Collins.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican Radio World News. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Rome time. Until then, many thanks go to Massimo Guarini in the studio. I'm Paul Anthem.
And I'm Emma McCarthy. From all of us here at the news studios of Vatican Radio, have a very good evening.